This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In Israel, opponents of the continued occupation of the West Bank and Gaza have launched an internet game designed to show the difficulty of managing Jewish settlers in the area called Wild West Bank. The game has Israeli soldiers, Palestinians, and features Jewish settlers who resist evacuation. Organizers say 50,000 Israelis have downloaded the game so far. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
At the opening of the Wild West Bank game, a bearded, gun-toting Jewish settler struts across the screen. The player takes on the role of a sheriff, trying to take down Jewish settlements while settlers are constantly setting up new communities. Each settlement starts as a mobile home, which the player can remove with one click. A house takes two clicks. If you don't move fast enough, the house turns into a settlement, guarded by Israeli soldiers. The game was launched by a coalition calling itself Back to Israel, which is trying to end Israel's occupation of the West Bank and Gaza. Arik Diamant, the game's inventor, says that while attention has been focused on Israel's impending withdrawal from Gaza, building in the West Bank is being ignored.
In the meanwhile, there's massive construction going on in the West Bank, and if we're not careful, we may find ourselves with more settlers and more settlements after the disengagement than we had before it.
Current estimates are that about 230,000 Jewish settlers live in the West Bank, as well as about 200,000 in traditionally Arab East Jerusalem. Between 8,000 and 9,000 settlers are due to be evacuated from Gaza and four isolated West Bank settlements in August. Diamond's group encourages soldiers to refuse to serve in the occupied territories.
We're constantly looking for ways of engaging the younger audience, the future soldiers of tomorrow, the people who are going to be there guarding these settlements. We want them to be well-informed, to know what they're doing. And, this generation speaks a different language. They do internet, they do arcade games, and we have to speak that language as well if we want to reach them.
Jewish settlers say the game is inappropriate. Aliza Herbst is a spokeswoman for the Settlers' Council known as Yesha, the Hebrew acronym for the West Bank and Gaza.
It's basically a character assassination and a generalization of all the people who live in Yesha, and I found that offensive. And the game itself, you know, it's a serious matter. First of all, there's total disregard for the fact that we're talking about human lives here, people with families. And second of all, it treated a very serious subject in such a lighthearted manner that I found that offensive also.
There's no subtlety in the Wild West Bank game. To remove a settlement, you must first drag the Israeli soldiers surrounding the settlement back to Israel. Then you can click the settlement away. But while you're doing that, two more settlements have been established. If you fail to keep up with settlement expansion, a message appears on the screen that says, "You've lost the game, but we must not lose the country." Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.